Last time on Wanderlust.
So are we ready to go out into the wilds and look for these kids?
So if you want something, say you have it now. You cannot add things beyond that now, right? Other than food. As you look out, you can see, just kind of stretching into darkness, this old crumbling buildings that kind of stretch out like a town, you know, into the forest as you look out into the trees.
Well, we can follow the tracks. They don't seem to cross the river.
I mean, I think it's worthwhile to follow the tracks since we think these creatures might have taken the kids.
You come upon a deep rift cut in the hill. It seems unnatural to you. Peering down, you can hear like faint rhythmic noises far down in this rift in the ground.
All right, Autumn ties off the rope to a tree and starts heading down.
So far down in this pit, your hand reaches out and brushes against a metallic feeling door. And so as you like feel around the outside, you can like feel buttons and stuff around the outside of the door. And also, far above you, you hear, like, another rhythmic thumping sound, and then also just kind of, like, shouting, but you can't really detect what. And then you're hearing, like, a thumping sound approach you.
I'm definitely hitting the buttons. It looks like an ore processing plant of some kind? I'm not really sure, but this robot flew in that was, like, covered in moss and stuff, making a little thump, thump, thump.
We saw that.
And then it, like, opened up its belly and dropped out all these rocks. And I'm like, hey, if we could program that, we could fly them across the chasm and all get to the other side.
As the door slides open, you see it pop off its little stand. And then you thump, 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 thump,
thump, thump, thump. I jump on it.
Last time, all of you started your trip into the wilds. You headed south, following the tracks that Estelle discovered from the creature that attacked you at the ruins. Eventually, you came across a rift in the ground. Autumn discovered a mining facility at the bottom, and friend Juliet helped her investigate. Then, Autumn caught a ride back to the surface on the back of a robot.
Be careful, Autumn. We're just gonna take a look around.
Woo!
She sounds fine.
Fine is a relative term. I'm not sure if that girl is ever fine.
You are sitting on a shell above a 50-foot drop right now, so, you know.
I think that's all part of the thrill for her.
Careful!
She's not jumping on top of it now trying to surf it, but no, this, as Caitlin said, this is part of the thrill for her. Also, she's been on high drops before with the Dineas games.
Dineas, yeah.
Dineas games. Like, yep. She's not afraid of heights.
Okay.
I think Juliet and Fred continue into the facility.
All right. So yeah, you see this ore processing facility. You can see some terminals along some walls. But generally what it seems to be doing is smashing and reducing down whatever is sent to it. And then you can see like a few trains that it might get sent down for like, ooh, refining this or burning this, you know? And then now it's just rules to investigate if you want to learn more.
Can I investigate a computer terminal?
Sure.
And see, like, I'm looking at, like, what kind of language is it in, if I can determine what specific machines it controls, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
I'm going to do investigate with a new dice roller.
We're using the roll 20 one?
No.
Don't.
Why not?
I've noticed roll 20 tends to roll you low.
Can't imagine that's true.
I got two.
I mean, when we had a game where like four people rolled nat ones and the DM rolled three nat 20s, it felt a little pointed.
Well, could be that the DM, I think the DM has the ability to change the dice, how the dice roll. I don't know if they would have done that, but I think that's a thing. But
I got a two.
Okay, so with a two, you do find like an interface controller, you know, of some sort. And I'll say there are parts of it that are very visual, right? So you could see, like, the flow of this thing And you can even see, like, you can see it's, like, gathering. You can kind of, like, determine from just, like, the pictographicness of it. It's, like, gathering resources, putting them in containers, processing those containers. And you can see, like, a burn loop where it's, like, burning organic material to power itself. You can see some amount of, like, geothermal power that this whole thing has. What you do notice, though, is you do not recognize any letters or alphabet. And okay. Not like they aren't there, like there are symbols that you have never seen before in your life.
And never even heard an inkling of, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. And you're like a, if you like, you know, like I kind of vaguely know what.
I know what like Cyrillic alphabet looks like.
Yeah, yeah, I was going to say like Cyrillic or like if I saw like characters from like Japan or China, it's like, well, I couldn't read them and I couldn't tell if they're fake, but it's like, oh, that looks like kind of like Japanese, you know,
right?
Like,
yes,
you nothing totally alien to you,
nothing.
Yeah,
okay. I think she's gonna like jot down some symbols in her little journal.
Oh, cool. Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
make a note of you having that. That's kind of a fun thing to say that you have.
Okay.
Fred, is there anything you want to see here?
Oh, yeah, Fred is going to check out, like, where the processed ores. He wants to see if he can find any of those.
Okay, so you chase, like, if you imagine, like, right, it's getting a lot of material and processing all into something, right? You kind of chase the smallest amount materials, right? So this is what it's finding and refining into the smallest things. And basically what you find, it's kind of like an odd thing to find, which is like a conveyor belt that eventually just ends in this like mountain of what's essentially square stock pieces that are maybe a foot long. Metallic bars just rolling off into like a giant pile.
Not going anywhere.
Yeah, you can see that like the lower parts of the pile are oxidizing and almost like decaying into the ground. Like there's dust here that is clearly these bars decaying, but just like clink, clink. Clink.
Can I tell what metal it is? Is it all just steel, iron, or is there other?
Make me a check.
Okay.
Use that blacksmith skills.
Yep. Can I use my crafting skill?
Yeah, I'll say especially for this. Yeah.
That is a 6.
That's fantastic. Okay, so there are metals that you'd be used to seeing, like alloys that are very common, and you would know like checks that you can do on this of like, is it magnetic? You know, what does it sound like when you flick it? All that kind of stuff. It doesn't match any of those. So like steel or iron would be a really common one to find, or like copper, aluminum, right? I would say through the process, you can tell this is not an element. It is an alloy. The alloy that this is one that you have not worked with before. So maybe let's say that, like, given the length and the size of it, you can kind of flex it a little bit. It does not bend as easily as something like an aluminum or a copper. So it has, like, that tensileness of, like, a steel that springs back pretty easily.
Okay.
But you maybe find something magnetic and it isn't magnetic. So it's like a non-magnetic steel, but it's clearly not stainless because it's rusting.
Okay.
And we've hit my limit of knowing enough about metallurgy to describe an alloy that you don't know.
I was going to say, that was pretty good. That's pretty good. Does it all seem to be the same of this metal?
Yes, this is batching out a thing. Like, you can see through the process, it's like, here's a vat of this in its liquid state, it's being poured into molds, and then processed to be, like, stock, you right. know, like, would be used later in something else, but it's just piling on the floor.
So, does anything, like, when I'm picking these things up and inspecting them, does anything in the room react to me messing with this at all?
Oh, that's a good question.
And I hope I didn't just give you an idea.
You didn't, but it's a valid thought, but to that, no, nothing reacts.
Okay, how much does each of this stock bar weigh?
I'm gonna say like a couple pounds. Like it's heavy, you know, it's metal. Metal's doesn't weigh nothing, and it's like square.
Right. But they're pretty small stock pieces then.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you think like imagine a foot long piece of like steel solid bar, you know, like that's pretty heavy.
Right. And you said our pack limit was 45?
40.
40?
Yeah.
Ah, man, I can't get enough as much then. He'll take 7 pounds worth.
Okay.
he's filling his pack with this stuff.
Yeah. With mystery metal, definitely.
Absolutely, the blacksmith is taking as much mystery metal as he can get.
So, do you make your way back over to Juliet?
Yes.
All right, so Bag of Nickels over here click-clacks his way back towards you.
Do you have any spare room in your pack? Because this metal is kind of cool that found some of it. Like, found a metal I've never seen before, and I'm a blacksmith. Like, I'd love to work with this stuff.
I have a little bit. Not very much.
How much space
does Fred just, like, hand her a bar and be like, okay, cool, take this?
I mean, pretty much.
I would take, like, 2 pounds, maybe.
Okay, so you take a bar, you put it in your bag, you have one of those, yeah. Also, you can round up, too. If you only have 7 pounds free, you can carry 4 bars, you know, I'll be nice.
So it's four bars?
Yeah, 4 for you, 1 for Juliet. High above on the surface, Estelle, as you've been sitting there, one squirrel, when they first came in, came and dropped a bone off by you. And now it's kind of becoming a thing, like these giant kind of, they're not so much chubby as they are muscular and just large, almost raccoon-sized squirrels are just coming and dropping bones at your feet and then scurrying away. And then another one comes and drops a bone at your feet.
What is it with Cody making muscular animals? Like, we had a muscular penguin.
Have you ever seen squirrels? A cow, like, what it was in the wild before it was domesticated?
No.
They freaking are shredded. They're the scariest looking animals I've ever seen.
Okay.
It adhered in my mind. And as you see these squirrels piling bones by you, you also look over and you see this little thing thump, 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 thump out of the ground with an autumn atop it. And it just starts making its way down the chasm, like away from you, just into the darkness of the forest with autumn kind of like thump, 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 thump away from you.
Am I on the side we need to get to?
You're in the middle of the chasm.
Hey, Estelle, throw me a rope.
So Estelle has been taking pictures and notes on these squirrels.
Mm-hmm.
And she sees Autumn go by. I don't have a rope. Where can you jump off?
It's like 20 feet.
It would be a feat. You could try to jump off of it.
Estelle, I appreciate your confidence in me, but I don't think I can make this jump.
I thought you were supposed to be like some Danaeus Games, like, athlete. And she gets up and starts, like, following Autumn down the chasm. Do you even know where this thing is going?
No idea.
Great, I guess we're gonna find out.
It's an adventure. Maybe it'll lead us to the kids. Maybe they've rode one, too.
Yeah, I'm not so sure it's a good thing to split the party, you know?
You sound like one of those nerds that play...
Yeah, what is it? What is it called? What is it called in this world?
Does it look like I know? Do I look like someone who plays it? Real life isn't an RPG, Estelle.
Yeah, no, maybe I've done this adventuring thing a couple times. You don't want to split the group.
Far down underground. Are you guys doing anything?
I think Juliet is ready to head back. Are there any more... of the thump thumps.
Thumpy robots.
in, like, terminals in the wall.
There are several empty terminals, and you see some, like, broken and rusty-looking shells scattered across the ground. This appears to be the only one left.
Okay. Yeah, so I think Juliet would head back to see where Autumn is. And if they can climb up the other side of the chasm.
She is not here. She is risen.
She's risen indeed.
Real quick, can I jump in? I told Guffy to stay.
Okay. So you guys threw ropes down one side of the chasm.
Yep.
The other side of the chasm is just like a sheer rock face.
So we could do free climbing.
You have a thump thump going down that side over the, like going down the middle of the chasm. And... Autumn's idea when she came down here was figure out how to stop it in the middle or go back and forth between by changing its, like, programming. So that's kind of what you said your goal is. So do you want to try to do that while you're down here? Like, change what it does? Or do you want to not do that?
Oh, I mean, I would like to try to change what it does. I assumed if I couldn't make heads or tails of the terminal that was not an option.
You ever tried to, like, change the language on a TV because it gets put to French or something?
Okay, I could do that. Yeah.
You can try.
You can push you can push buttons and see what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah, certainly. It's like I said, like, you can kind of, like, visually, like, tell, like, what this, like, the process, including this thing.
Okay.
You can start clicking on stuff, but you're going to be... This is going to be hard.
Yes.
And potentially dangerous, as Autumn is atop the robot.
Right.
Let me make this clear, right? This is a game where we roll dice and that determines our outcomes. This is not going to be easy.
Yeah.
And there is mortal danger if you fail.
I would argue that the person who would do this without thinking about the consequences is not Juliet. It is Autumn.
I'm telling Juliet the consequences. If you don't want to do that... But Autumn is on this thing, and there is kind of like, you know, that kind of means what it means at some point.
Yeah. Hey, Autumn?
Autumn is not anywhere near you.
Oh, okay.
She's so far away.
dum, 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 dum.
Like, Autumn is up by Estelle in the middle of a chasm on a robot.
Okay. Juliet is going to... try to find an area that seems like it would control the movement of the thump thump,
uh-huh.
And do like one increment of something.
Oh gosh, why are you doing this?
Okay, roll me some dice.
Okay. I'm gonna die. I'm so dead.
Investigate? Research?
Research, I think, fits better, actually.
Okay.
What was the guy's name from that was your friend last episode, Mandy? That we met at the marine farming.
No, I know who you're talking about. I can't remember the name off the top of my
head. Was it Corey?
Maybe.
That sounds vaguely familiar.
Go with Corey, worst case scenario. It's something similar.
Okay. So Corey may have beaten me at manatee riding, but I think I'm winning at robot riding, so...
I got a zero.
Oh god, I'm dead.
All of these apps are terrible.
So
that's why I rolled dice.
You click a button, and then, high above, like, you say, I think I'm winning at robot riding, and the thump-thump just goes thump-thump-thump and does one more thump and then just falls. What do you do?
Can I jump? Can I try to jump?
You definitely can.
Oh, gosh. Can Estelle try to reach her hand out to catch me?
She can. We'll see. Let's see how you do first.
Oh, not great. And by not great, I mean literally great? 4.
Oh, okay. As soon as the robot falls, you immediately just, like, leap off. Like, it's not even a thing you have to think about doing. It's like a knee-jerk reaction. And you, like, hit the mud wall. You kind of scrabble as you're trying to get, like, purchase as you're, like, digging into the mud. Like, oh, there's a lot of nothing underneath of me. And you manage to, like, get your fingers dug in and scurry your way back up to Estelle.
Yeah, I feel like she's been on structures that have, like, been precarious before. So she... in the game, so it's like,
yeah.
Oh, this went out from under me. It's like, we're gone.
Far, far, far down, you hear a crash as the robot smashes on the ground.
Well, I don't think we're getting across that way.
Yeah, I think that's a no, but now Core can't beat my record either. So, silver linings. The moon goddesses provide.
All right. I was going to say I was impressed, but it sounds like you're impressed with yourself. Let's go back and get the rest of them.
Juliet, on the screen, like, a square pops up that's, like, flashing red, and you can just see symbols written across it, and there's a, like, meep, 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 just playing continuously.
Did we hear the crash from outside, or did it not come
to
the
door? No, this was really far away. Like, it was very, very, very far away from you.
Okay.
Yeah, you just hear, meep, meep, meep.
I'm guessing that's bad.
Yeah, let's go to the other room. Is there, like, an obvious, like, can I X out of it, or no?
You just want to, like, close. You don't roll again. We're going to see what happens.
Okay.
I'm enjoying this.
2.
2?
Yeah.
So you click something, and all the lights just go out in the room.
Oh, gosh.
Maybe
we should stop touching the computer thing.
Should we go find everybody else yet? That seems like a good idea. Let's go.
Keep clicking. Keep clicking. It can only get better. Sunk cost fallacy, this.
So you hit the button to get out of the door, out of the room, and because you have like your flashlight still, and make your way back to the ropes, and you scamper back up, and you see far, like way off down, you see Estelle and Autumn kind of walking back towards you. You see Guffy next to a pile of bones, like small little bones.
Has the pile gotten bigger since I walked away?
No, huh?
Okay,
but there is just kind of a small pile of bones.
Did Guffy just kill a bunch of... Well, I don't even know what those would be.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Those were some really interesting-looking squirrels. They're they've gotten quite a bit buffer since the wilds have been getting wilder, and they brought them over. So
why did they bring you a pile of bones?
You know, if we had more time, I would love to sit and watch them and observe them and be able to answer that for you. But I think we're still a little bit on a little bit of a time crunch.
Ooh.
So
can I take some of the bones, though? I have a skill in animal anatomy. Can I investigate what it might be?
Yeah, roll animal anatomy. This is going to get macabre.
Okay. It's not a very good skill, but I have it.
Yeah, go for it. Why not?
2.
Those are squirrel bones, and they all have clear, like, damage to them done by small teeth and claws.
So, you have no guesses on why they're doing this, Estelle?
You know, they might be cannibals.
That doesn't explain why they dropped them off at you.
They found something more powerful than them, and they're offering it to a god. I don't know.
Squirrel god.
I haven't had time to sit here and watch it.
I know you guys are moving on from this. I just want to be very clear. That's absolutely what was happening. Is she was bigger than the squirrels, and they were all bringing her trophies to be like, you win. You don't need our bones. Take the bones that we have won.
We surrender.
I like how Mandy became
now
a squirrel
now she can introduce
god.
Herself as Dr. Settlemyer, squirrel goddess.
Look, sometimes I get weird narrative hooks that I gotta make fit somewhere, and she stayed up there and sat, and they're like, well, the squirrels are scared of you, and they will bring you bones.
Well, if that's the case, we better take all the bones, or we might offend the squirrels.
Does anyone have any spare space in their pack?
I have a little bit.
What a full of bones that you have decided I'm going to
Juliet is just the pack mule for everyone else's stuff.
Is Guffy interested in the bones at all?
Yeah, he's probably chewing on one right now.
All right, I'll grab roughly a pound of bones for Guffy.
Okay, you have a pound of jacked squirrel bones for Guffy.
Cool.
Love it.
Juliet would take like half a pound of like specimen samples, basically. She's not seen this before.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's
like
cool.
This animal before, and she'll find out if Doc Marlin has seen it.
I do love the idea of her like going by a tree and like looking behind her and slowly taking out the bar of metal and just scooping up some bones and hoping Fred doesn't see.
Okay, so it looks like getting across the cavern isn't gonna work. Unless maybe we want to follow it and see if there's a less wide area for us to cross.
I think that might be our best bet currently.
Yeah, I'm just a little bit worried with how you guys climbed down that you'll be taking an even more expedient route if you miss a jump.
Well, that's why we're looking for something that's a lot smaller. Like, we need Guffy to come across.
We can put a rope, put a harness on him, zip him across.
I think you're missing the point with the harness thing in Guffy. That's not gonna work very well. He's a big dog.
Now, hang on one second. I was just told an idea to create a zip line across this, which I believe, strictly speaking, is possible, right? Like, you could throw a rope into a tree on the other side, tie a rope to a tree on your side, and then shimmy across. I call that totally feasible.
Cool.
And could be made easier by finding a place where there's maybe like a narrower gap and trees in a good area. So someone needs to make me an investigation to create an aspect of easy crossing, and then someone needs to make me a like crafting check to make a impromptu zip line across trees with rope.
And then someone needs to make an athletics check to chuck the grappling hook and get across.
I thought you were gonna say chuck Guffy.
I just shot put the dog.
No, Estelle's gonna have to make an animal handling check for this one. All right, so rolls. Who wants to roll for what?
Well, I mean, I think, didn't we talk about that my craft, like, I can't just use my crafting for everything. It can't be basket weaving.
Yeah. But investigate first.
No, but this feels like something that could be crafting. This feels crafting.
No, that is not.
Okay.
What I said is you cannot have any tool you can imagine because you have blacksmith tools.
Okay.
The crafting skill can be pretty broad. The physical tools, you don't have an axe unless you say you have an axe. Crafting is crafting, I think, in this case.
You can't have a forge out here in the wild.
Yeah.
Maybe he can. We had an ore mining facility.
Also, this is like simple machine stuff. Like that, I would imagine a blacksmith would be pretty adept at making. If you said, I want to roll to build a computer out of pine cones, I'd be like, okay, come on.
Okay.
But investigate first, right?
Yes. So find a good area to do this first.
Who wants to do that? I have a +2.
I am not good at observation.
I have a +1 for my perception, so.
Can I do notice for this?
Sure.
Okay. 2.
Just roll dice.
It's not different, Zach.
Mandy's got me hooked up. Mandy has taken pity on me.
I have beautiful dice that I will get to you.
Yay. Yep, so 2 to find an easy crossing.
I will say you do find it, like, it's just kind of an area where there's a lot of overgrowth and trees and kind of thicker branches, and you only get 1 free invoke of the aspect. But the ground is still pretty wide. This isn't that great. It's just not as bad. All right, so now someone needs to roll to make a zip line.
Well, I think that's all you, Fred.
Yeah, I think so. Do I have to describe exactly what I'm doing to make a zip line, or?
I mean, look, you can be as flowery as you want with your language, man.
So I'm trying to think. I would probably be looking to make some kind of hook to hook into a tree.
Okay.
I don't really have, I mean, I have this new metal, but I don't know. I don't really have a way to heat it to make it into.
Well, you just want to get a rope into the tree, right?
Do you want to use my climbing pick?
Climbing pick might work, but I mean, it's going to be stuck on the other side.
That's the way you're going, right? Is the other side.
Right. Yes. I'll get it back.
Okay. Sure.
I mean, if you have a different idea, that's fine.
I guess I'm trying to figure out what am I actually even crafting here.
I think you're making sure, like, it's a sturdy grappling hook, so it won't, like, come unraveled, or it won't.
Oh, okay, so if you have a grappling hook in a... Zach said make a zipline. I was imagining you guys, like, actually trying to, like, make a zipline that you could then slide Guffy across, you know?
Yeah, but I mean, like, what do you need to make a zipline? It's not crafting. You just tie a rope to a tree and somehow get it to the other side of the tree. Like, I guess I'm just confused on what we're doing.
You're tying a rope to a tree. I mean, this isn't all that complicated, but it has to be tilted a little bit, you know, so it, like, slides, and you have to, like, tie the ropes correctly.
Yeah, that's what I'm confused about, is what am I crafting?
A zipline.
What am I doing?
I don't know! Your game, I don't know!
So, I think what you need to craft is... So, obviously, you need to get, like, the actual line across. For us, I would think we would need to cut some of the rope to make, like, the, like, holding across zipline part. And then for Guffy does not have a harness. So we would have to, again, cut up some rope to get that into, like, a harness type thing to get him across.
I thought Guffy literally did have a harness.
No, I took that off because I assumed that would be something that I would have to get. Because he hasn't had one. There's no reason that we would have had one coming into Smokey Banks.
Okay, I see. Sorry. I didn't realize that was one of the things you removed.
Okay.
I don't think we necessarily need to cut up the rope, though, that you could, like, loop it around in a way that could harness, you know.
50
You have
feet
two
of rope.
Ropes. Yeah, I think you're going to have to cut some rope.
I mean, you can just have the end dangle, though.
Yeah, but the rope has to go across the thing, and then we need to move along the rope. You can't just have the end.
Caitlin and I both have ropes.
Okay, guys, I'm going to say as the GM, you are getting too in the weeds with this.
Says the man who asked us to literally get in the weeds.
I know. I did. You have rope, and you have a chasm, and you're making a zip line. It doesn't have to be that. We don't have to... We don't gotta, like... You know what I mean?
Just roll to make the zip line, Vinny.
Okay. 7.
Wow, jeez. It's a really good zip line.
So, yeah, you tie you tie that hook to, the rope that you got from Zach. You toss it into a tree. It, like, sinks in pretty well. And then, you know, there's, like I said, you found a place where there's some pretty decent trees to climb. So you managed to, like... Scurry up, tie it off at a slight angle, and you, like, tie it with a pull knot that you can, like, tug on to untie the knot on the other end. And then, yeah, you use a 50-foot length to basically make a series of loops around it, and then, like, a little harness for Guffy to hang off of it that you now have to kind of, like, try to push slide him across. So now what I want everyone to do is make me, like, a traversing check on this thing, and Estelle, I'll say you are specifically having to make an animal handling check for this.
Dexterous hands?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm using athletics.
That's a 5 for Estelle.
Cool.
Wow. That's a 0 for Juliet.
I got a 6 for Autumn.
Okay. What about you, Fred?
Getting across the zip line? Oh, okay. This is not going to go well. Ooh. I mean, even without the framework, that's actually a 3. I actually rolled good on a +1. On a +1 skill for once, that's a 3.
Someone has a free invoke of it being narrower, too.
Okay, so you all are slipping across, and I'll say that, like, Guffy and Estelle just kind of go first. Like, the way the rope was tied, they just kind of had to. And Guffy slides across with the biggest, doofiest, like, dog smile on his face ever, with Estelle kind of, like, holding on and doing the same. And then as the rest of you slide across, Juliet, you have a moment where you kind of, like, slip and fall but are caught by the rope, and Autumn just kind of, like, throws you back on, like, just get back on the rope, as you guys awkwardly slide across the rope and make it to the other side, and then, you know, like, tug whatever slip knot there was on that side to break the knot and drag all your rope back over with you. All right, so you are across the chasm and now at the phase where you can scout some more tiles.
What do we roll for scout again? I'm sorry. Notice?
Anything we want.
Whatever you want. Well, no, you all roll something, then we average it. Yeah.
That's right.
And this tells you how much you can know about each tile.
Oh, sure. 5. When my life isn't on the line.
That's a 1 straight roll.
Okay.
0 for me. I got nothing.
I guess I'll just use perception, so that's a 2 for me.
We do still have the track. We have another use of the tracks, right? If we can find them.
Yeah, you can reevaluate direction whenever you want. So we said south. If you want to try to check again and make sure it's still south and isn't, like, east now, you can do that.
I think it would be good for someone to do that, because that's what we're trying to follow. We're not just, like, exploring randomly. But I don't think Autumn is good at doing that in any way. She's more good at navigating when we have a destination.
Okay, so anyone want to check for tracks? And I should say, invoking an aspect gives you a bonus. Checking the direction is a roll. You don't necessarily have to invoke the aspect to do that.
Okay.
Invoking the aspect gives you +2 to a roll.
Juliet, you seem to be doing pretty good at noticing where these tracks have been heading. Do you see anything?
Do I see anything?
Do you want to do the roll?
You roll.
Oh, okay. So what was my notice then?
Your notice was for scouting. We're trying to figure out where
just
we want to
scout. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, now we're looking specifically for where the tracks are going.
Okay, 4.
Yeah, so with a 4, they are still going south.
Okay. They're still going south, so I guess we could keep going up this cliff, kind of southeast still?
Let's check. Can you tell us what's in
41 and 43? What are we?
So C41 and C43. Yep, give me 1 second.
Yep.
So if you head to the southwest,
41.
The ground around you starts to climb up, right, further in this direction. So you're still gaining a little bit of elevation. And then to the south, that was southwest, right?
Yes.
So southeast.
43.
Let me take that again. Sorry. Editor's note. This, I'm still learning how to do my own thing here a little bit. My bad. Okay. So basically now, yeah, you can ask me one question about C41 or C43. Sorry. That is, all of you as a group can ask me one question about either of these tiles.
How dangerous do each of the tiles look? That is my question. So
that's, I'm good with that.
Yep. I know. There's just a weirdness of how I have to, like, alt tab between these things. I basically am short screens. So, if you were to head to C41, you know that you would go back towards more, like, lower wetlands. So the ground gets softer, and you can still hear that faint chirping of birds from C41, right? So, like, I need to have a compass on this. In a westerly direction at all, you can hear chirping of birds. C43... you don't hear any bird sounds, and bird sounds are kind of a warning sign in this world.
Okay.
We head to 43 then, I think.
Yep.
Do-do-do. Okay, so now we get to see if this works the way I want it to. Does. Oh, boy. So as you walk to the southwest, the
southeast
ground, southeast. Gosh, I'm sorry. I got to get a compass. My bad. As you walk to the southeast, the ground continues to rise through a dense forest. But you crest a hill and start making your way back down to another small river valley. This one, far less wide, and like, so the first river you saw was pretty wide. When you heard like directions of bird noises, it was like you could hear like some large water sounds. That makes sense, like rushing river. This way you kind of just hear like a faint babbling brook kind of thing, you know. So as you're going down this hill, like crested hill, coming back down in the east, the at the bottom of that hill, there's just like a very narrow creek basically that winds its way through. Sorry, there's at the base of this hill, there are several mushrooms scattering around this little river, and in the river you can see little fish just hopping along.
Any tracks?
So you still have the general direction of south. If you want to like check specifically every time, you can. Pulling back on this game a little bit, not every tile is going to be like a deadly challenge. So
yeah.
If I'm not like immediately stopping you with something like there's murder here, it's either a secret that there's murder here or there just isn't, and it might be a tile that you can just basically walk through.
Okay. I guess I was more thinking of like the tracks in relation to the river, if there was anything, you know, like, do they stop at the river? Do they go next to the river? That sort of thing.
Oh, let me look at the map. They would cross, not follow.
Okay.
So they seem to be uncaring. Like, you might see a few smashed mushrooms. And like I said, it almost looks like it kind of kills the ground as it walks. So you can see some like drier patches of grass where it almost looks like the moisture has been sucked out. But other than that, you just kind of have this peaceful little babbling brook, fish hopping, and mushrooms along the bank.
About what time of the day is it?
So I'm going to say this first day is going to be a half day of travel, right? So this would be like 2 PM at this point.
Okay. Estelle wants to take like 10 minutes to take a look at the fish. Is there anything just like different? Are they giant? Are they
do you want to try
colored?
To catch one?
Huh?
Do you want to try to catch one?
No.
So you're just like observing?
Yes.
Okay.
What, do you think it's Matthew's birthday? He's going to get a fish?
I think like 10 feet down the stream, you see Autumn like trying to catch him.
Make me a check. I would say animal handling would be fine here, even if you're just trying to look and observe.
As a 2.
So the oddest thing about these is that they are clearly eating flying insects. So they're like a leaping fish, which is weird to see, you know, like, you know, flying fish. It's kind of that, like, they jump and kind of like kite glide and through swarms of bugs. So you can kind of see them over and over again jumping through these, you know, swarms of mosquitoes or whatever bugs live above the surface of the water, and that's their source of food.
Okay.
Juliet wants to investigate the mushrooms.
Make me some kind of check.
Could I use plant identification?
Definitely.
Awesome.
Technically, funguses are not plants.
Well, that's why I was asking.
I mean, yeah. Zach and I went for the same joke.
Flora. Again, +5 when my life is in danger.
I mean, actually, it could be if you eat this mushroom.
Well, I wasn't planning on eating it. I was investigating it.
Okay. So the mushroom itself is clearly growing where there is like moist and kind of rotting soil, right? Like, this is the bottom of a hill. A lot of debris rolls down here. You can see like old plant life and wood that this is growing on. But it is strange that it is growing in the way that it is. There is a lot of mushrooms all in one place, which is not atypical, but to you almost feels near cultivated.
Huh. Okay.
It's weird that it would grow like this. Stream is covered, like the whole path of this stream is lined in these mushrooms.
Okay. Can Juliet pick one and put it in her sampling vial.
Is this meant to determine if it is, like, poison, basically?
No, that's something Estelle has. She's just taking a sample and, like, back to the lab,
basically.
Oh, okay,
so this is just, like, to hold on to a sample of it. Yeah, definitely.
When Estelle sees Juliet do that, she, like, kind of goes over to her. Any chance you think, that might be a good ingredient to bring back to Matthew? Like, do you think he could eat it?
With a plant identification of 5, do I know anything about its toxicity?
Yes. I would say that you know that this is not poison, or it does not look like a poison. There are, like, warning signs of poisonous mushrooms in our world.
Right, they're, like, features.
Yeah. This does not have them.
Well, I can't guarantee its food safety, but it doesn't have any hallmarks of being poisonous.
Yeah, but does it make you see Exula when you eat it, though?
I haven't tried it for that purpose.
I mean, there's only one way to find out, and he gives Autumn a nudge, like a little friendly nudge.
Autumn will definitely eat a mushroom.
Just like right now?
Yeah, why not?
I mean, I would recommend cooking them.
It's chewy.
You pluck up a mushroom and take a bite of it. The taste is decidedly sweet, but also kind of... the texture is unpleasant. Raw mushroom is spongy. You know? It definitely kind of tastes like chewing on a wet sponge filled with, like, sugar water.
Yeah, it's not too bad. Oh!
Just kidding.
Autumn.
Estelle will shrug and grab a few to bring back for Matthew.
Cool. Mushrooms are pretty lightweight, so I will say that is not a huge drag on your pockets, you know.
She gets 10 pounds worth of mushrooms for him.
I'm just making like a food thing, and if it starts getting insane, I'll start adding pounds to it.
Is there anything else that you want to do here with the mushrooms and the fish?
No.
I am good.
Yep, I think we keep going.
Okay, so you make your way up the opposing hill from this little stream, and I need to unhighlight some stuff. Sorry, by the way, guys, that this is, like, a little bit clumsy. It's, you know, I'm still learning the smoothest way to do this. All right, so you make your way up the opposite side of the hill. As you're climbing your way back up, you hear a faint rustling and turn around and look behind you. You can see an object very low to the ground, kind of slithering, snake-like, but far too wide across these mushrooms. The thing is kind of the width of the river, so maybe 4 feet across, and snaking its way down across it very low to the ground. You can hear scuttling as it passes over certain mushrooms. You can see some of them disappear underneath of it, like as it passes by. It's kind of like roughly the size of a stingray, all black, slithering its way across the river and over the mushrooms. As it does, some of the mushrooms are gone when it passes, the largest ones. And you can see torn up chunks of them as well, deposited on the ground as if it's trying to scatter spores. This thing just gliding down the river.
Estelle immediately takes out her camera and starts journaling and taking notes.
You hear a rhythmic thump, 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 thump as it eats mushrooms. Do you think that thing has a name, Estelle?
Well, it's nothing that I've seen before, so...
Cool, I'm going to call it Bob. It is a species of Bob.
No.
Nope, I named it. That's already named now. You said it didn't have a name. I gave it one.
Well, it's a good thing you're not known in the scientific community. Moving on.
It's not how this works. It's finders keepers.
Literally not how that works.
That is actually how it really works, though.
Yeah, okay. You show up to the university and you say, I've seen a creature called Bob. We'll see how that goes.
I start sketching it in my notebook as we're going.
All right. So, notice me some notices.
And this is everybody.
Yes, this is, again, where we're going to average a bunch of rolls.
Okay.
Oof, not good.
4.
-1.
1 from Estelle.
4 from me as well. Wow.
Yeah, Fred.
She did decent.
Autumn is preoccupied with drawing Bob.
All right, you can ask me one question about D42 or D44. I'm assuming you're still headed south.
Is Bob in the next square?
Yeah, I mean, we could look at CC45, but I guess the last thing we heard was go south. Last thing we checked. This is what I find to be the hardest part, is like, what question to ask?
Yeah, and I think I want to be a little bit more persnickety about this. Asking if it seems dangerous in a direction, I think, is too meta. Ask for a description of the lands in the direction that you are considering heading. Because otherwise, you're just always going to go to the safer tile, and that's, like, kind of not fun.
All right, I guess then, like, what does the landscape look like in the bottom two tiles, 42 and 44?
Okay, so we're kind of, like, playtesting right now, yeah?
Sure.
Does this part of the game not feel like it works right? Does this feel like this is wrong?
It's clumsy right now.
It's clumsy right now, yeah?
It's so open-ended that it's like...
It's, like, too open-ended?
Yeah. When it's like, okay, you have a question about this square mile of land, it's like, I mean, either we're going to end up asking the same question every time, or we're going to run out of questions.
I think it would help if it was, like, something like Powered by the Apocalypse, where we have, like, a list of 5 questions or something that we can ask.
That's what I was about to say. Either that, well, that or, like, and, like, tiers of, like, okay, the average is over a 4. You guys get, like, the dangerous creature and landscape. If it's, like, under 4, like, 0 to 4 average, then it's, like, here's your landscape or, like, the super, super important feature. Because, like, if there's something really big that we would obviously see, then I feel like we would get that in the 0 to 4.
Right.
I'm going to guess our average isn't going to go below 0, but if it does, then maybe it's weather that we're dealing with or something, you know? So it's like, I think that's where it is. Because otherwise, yes, we're going to be asking the same thing every time for what we're looking for. I think just having us roll, give us the description based on the average is going to be
the... I really like the tiers that you're describing, Mandy.
Okay, so let me ask this then. What would be... What's the least important information for you to know?
Weather.
Let's say weather doesn't change per tile. Weather changes per time. Right now it's nice out. And I'm not being a dick about that. The legitimately weather is not something that...
Well, in my head I was thinking, like, if we got below a 0, it's like fog. We can't see what's in front of us.
Okay.
Oh, okay. I understand what you're saying. Okay.
Yeah,
okay,
sorry. So I didn't make that clear.
Negative would be if you guys somehow averaged a negative,
right,
which
is possible.
If we
somehow averaged a negative, weather rolls in, we can't see.
Weather, you're literally blind.
We're literally...
Or maybe you could have it where if you don't want to always do weather, it's like, oh, like right before this tile, there's a cliff face that's scalable. We can't see the, like, what anything is or something.
Yeah. Sure. Okay.
It's
so
dramatic.
Nothing.
It's very dramatic.
Yeah. There's something bad that kind of happens to obscure your vision and make it more confusing.
Yes.
And then that could spill over into the tile. Okay, so what's the lowest tier thing you could imagine learning? Like, not helpful.
Like, type of terrain. Like,
I'd say
biome.
Landscape. Yeah. Landscape.
Terrain type.
Okay, what's next?
I think, like fauna.
Plant. I was going to say plants and then animals.
Well, I was going to say plants, animals, and then, like, if something looks more dangerous would be the most... Least likely to notice, but most important.
Oh, you know what?
Maybe it's like generic fauna and flora, but then there's like the, if we roll really, really, if we average really, really high, then it's like the dangerous thing that you wouldn't notice immediately.
Okay. Let me, given that I know what is actually potential in each tile, so 0 to -, something bad's going to happen, basically. That not like you get stabbed, but, you know, like fog.
It's hard to see.
It's raining, something bad like that. Or you move slower through this tile. Mm-hmm. Landscape, plants, animals, and then I will say spectacle, which is not necessarily good or bad, but it means extreme.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Danger, and then I will say there is a mystery here that could maybe provide you a benefit.
Okay.
An example of a mystery here that could maybe provide a benefit was finding Wally was something that could have provided a benefit, and then you murdered Wally.
Not before he got one final hurrah of hugging Autumn for like 10 minutes.
Just don't forget, specifically, Juliet murdered Wally.
Well, and also, in terms of that tile, Fred got magic metal, which is also a cool thing, because at some point I realized probably Wally was not going to be coming with you, and then you murdered him, so, you know, a boon had to be granted. for you guys taking the time to investigate.
I have one other request. Can sure. you just say what the average is before we like move or before you oh. give us a description? Because I have no idea what the last two tiles averages
were. It's been two
were.
Every single time.
Okay.
You guys have averaged two every single time.
Okay.
You guys have basically gotten 8 or 8.5, and which is just two.
Okay.
Well, actually, no. You got 9, 8, 8 okay. so far. So, yes. So then what I will tell you is... Sorry. So if you head to the south... We're going to start with the southwest always. So if you head to the southwest...
42.
Which is 42. As you look in that direction, you can see that the land is a little bit pockmarked. Like there are some rock outcroppings and like sunken areas in the land. It does kind of also head down a hill towards some water. The plant life grows a little bit more sparse, but not too much. If you head to 44, I really like this way of doing scouting. This was a great idea. Good job, guys. You solved the scouting puzzle. The ground basically just kind of continues to rise gently up a hill. Like far off ahead of you, you can see some mountains way off in the distance. Like if you keep heading south, there's definitely some like larger hills that you can start to see through the trees. Like again, you're under dense tree and you're kind of in foothills leading towards some larger mountains. So you're going to be kind of going up and down here. But basically, the plant life is shrubbier. So like the trees start to thin out. You get some like larger shrubbier undergrowth. And the elevation just kind of starts to gently climb up another hill. I like this. Now it feels a little bit less obvious that I'm just telling you what direction to go because you roll a scouting check. This is good. I'm a fan. Good job, guys.
So I'm thinking southeast still.
If the creature seems to be continuing to go in the direction that, or if it seems to be following the same pattern of going around the hills, I think that we keep going southeast.
I am good with that.
Sounds good to me.
Let's go.
Okay. So you start moving into this tile and the going gets a little bit tougher. Like I said, it becomes less of tall trees and a little bit flatter undergrowth and more of like you're kind of dealing with some bushes and shrubbery and like grabbing vines as you're trying to mash your way through this, right? The going gets a lot tougher as you're starting to try to push your way through thick brush. As you do this, though, you can feel the ground underneath of your feet starting to kind of like... not give way, but you're sinking a little bit. You're finding some like mole, like you ever feel like mole tunnels where you're like walking and then you hit like a thin part of soil and your foot kind of like sinks in a little bit.
Yes, we have those in my backyard.
Yeah. So you start getting those like clearly underground small tunnels as you like thump through. As you're going, this gets a little bit deeper and deeper until like one of you, you put your foot down and you're like up to your knee, right? Like, oh shoot. As you like stumble down, and as you do that, you feel something like scurry against your leg. The feeling is, to me, it would be very unpleasant. It is very muscular and slimy. This thing that like mushes around your leg and then you can just kind of feel scurry under through this tunnel further, like legs pushed against you as something mushed away, and you just kind of like felt to go like and scurry away. As that happens, you can kind of like under the ground, sort of like mouse noises in the wall, you start hearing a lot of like scurrying and scratching underground as you can hear things moving underneath of you.
Sounds like they're running away from something.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Wanderlust. Music for this show is credited down below. If you like this campaign, you can find more of our shows at the Wandering Gamer website or on Podbean. You can also find us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch. Links in the description. Now bear in mind, in the wilds, some wander to get lost, and some wander to find themselves.